Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Since that's just finished, we're going to be reading James 2, 14 through 17. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not the things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
There are none so blind as those who will not see. You may remember in John chapter 9 that Jesus gave sight to a man who had been blind from birth. And you probably would imagine that everyone would rejoice in a miracle like that, particularly the religious leaders of Israel, but of course they did not. Because this particular miracle happened to have happened on the Sabbath day. And so when the Pharisees heard what had been done, they hauled this man before them and they began to question him. Who was it that did this? Who was it that gave you the ability to see? And if I can paraphrase what the man said, it was basically this. Look, I don't know. I just know that now I can see. And as you read through this back and forth between this young man and the Pharisees, there's almost some comedy there in embedded within the conversation. They go back and forth, and the Pharisees insist, well, he can't be of God. He has to be a sinner. He's broken our tradition. No one, certainly, who is a righteous man would ever do that. But the blind man says, look, I don't know what you're talking about. You can whine about your tradition all you want, but we know that God doesn't hear sinners. This man obviously is of God because only one who is of God could do such a thing. Well, ultimately, they end up casting this man out of the synagogue, and in about verse 35, Jesus comes back and speaks to him again. He asked him, do you believe in the Son of God? And he said, well, Lord, tell me who he is. Who is he, Lord? Tell me that I may believe. And Jesus said, you have both seen him, and it is he that is talking to you. And so he said in verse 38, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. And then in verse 39, we come to what I would suggest to you is the key of the whole chapter and the whole episode. Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may be blind. So in that passage, you have two different categories of people represented by the two different categories of people in this chapter. On the one hand, there is this man who is blind but has a desire to see, and because he has that desire to see, ultimately he can. On the other hand, you have the Pharisees who, though they can see physically, spiritually, they are blind. And it's not because they've been forced to be that way. It's simply because that they have chosen to be. So there are those who can see because they want to see. And then there are those who cannot see because they refuse. The spiritual descendants of both of those, the blind man and the Pharisees, are still very much alive and well even today. We have the truth of God's word and God's work before our very eyes. All we have to do is open up our Bibles and we can begin reading everything that God has said, everything that he's done for us, and everything that he requires of us. But the spiritual descendants of those Pharisees, they look at Scripture and they look at the work of God and they say, you know what? I can see it, but I won't see it. In other words, I may be able to put together the information, but it doesn't fit neatly into my framework. It doesn't fit neatly into what I'd like for it to be. And so, as we sometimes say, they miss the forest for the trees. But then on the other hand, there are those descendants of the blind man who have a desire to see. They have a good heart, a pure heart, and what they really want more than anything is to know the truth and to know the God who issues it and to be able to obey it and to be right with Him. And so they can see. So really the only question that's left for us to ask ourselves is, which one of those two categories do we fall into? There are none so blind as those who will not see. The truth is right before them, but they refuse to see it. So is that a characteristic that I have or that you have? Or is it totally the opposite? Am I someone like this blind man that says, I want to know the truth, I want to see it, and I want to do it no matter what? Tonight, if you are that person, then you have an opportunity to obey that truth. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, something that these Pharisees were not willing to do, but this man certainly was. If you're willing to repent of sins and confess faith and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins, then God will add you to the church tonight. You'll become one of His children. If you're a Christian tonight, but for whatever reason, your vision has been blurred by the things of the world, and so you're no longer able to see clearly, well, take off your glasses and clean them, spiritually speaking, of course, and be able to see again as the Lord would have you to do. And if we can pray for you and help you to do it, we'd love to. Come forward, let your need be known while we stand and sing.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.